Dutchman County Soil Conservation District shares busy year. Organ Concert Series returns to University of Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Dutchman County Soil Conservation District has had a busy 2022 so far. Dustin Kruger is the watershed coordinator for the Dutchman County Soil Conservation District and says they've started getting more involved in the city of Jamestown. One of these projects included the Hanson Arts Park.
So the SCD has helped pay and install the native perennials that were at the art park. They asked if we could order them, so we ordered them, and then we did do a cost share 60%. On those for them. Native plants utilize water better and have deeper roots, so they're able to survive drought and you get less watering. So part of the reason I did that, it's a little bit of urban conservation. And it just shows people that, you know, you can use native plants and still have a really good looking garden.
You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The University of Jamestown Music Department is returning their concert series featuring the Black Schlossman organ in the historic Voorhees Chapel. The first concert in the series will kick off October 16th at 2 p.m. with a performance by Dylan J. Swanson. The concert will be open to the public and is a free will offering at the door. The Black Schlossman Memorial Organ, which will be featured in the program, was built in 1999 by the Johnson Organ Company of Fargo. It was a gift of the late Anna Jane Schlossman and her family in memory of George Black and William Schlossman. An audit requested by the legislature's Audit and Fiscal Review Committee has shed more light on a nearly $2 million cost overrun on a building in Bismarck leased by the North Dakota Attorney General's office. The audit found that Republican State Representative Jason Doctor of Bismarck is a co-owner of the building, which was leased while Attorney General Wayne Stengem was still in office. Additionally, the audit found that the leased office building did not have enough space for all the divisions of the Attorney General's office, and extensive remodeling was done by a company also co-owned by Doctor, which does not have a contractor's license. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.